Hello there. This is Sheila Hamill and Andrew Ridgwick with New Day Dawning. You're listening to Hospital Radio for Northumberland and North Tyneside. I'd like to begin our programme with a beautiful hymn about God's mercy, called Before the Throne of God Above, sung here by the group Selah, spelled S-E-L-A-H. The song was written by Chris Rice. Just listen to some of these words from the hymn. Because the sinless Saviour died, my sinful soul is counted free. For God the just is satisfied to look on him and pardon me.
Before the throne of God above, I have a strong and perfect plea. A great high priest whose name is love, whoever lives and pleads for me. My name is graven on his hands, my name is written on his heart.
Satan tempts me to despair and tells me of the guilt within. Upward I look and see him there, who made an end to all my sin. Because the sinless Savior died, my sinful soul is counted free. For God the just is satisfied to look on him and pardon me, to look on him and pardon me. Behold him there, the risen Lamb, my perfect spotless righteousness, the great unchangeable I am, the King of glory and of grace. One with himself I cannot die, my soul is purchased by his blood. My life is hid with Christ on high, with Christ.
A lovely hymn there, starting off our theme for today, which is all about God's mercy and forgiveness. I played a song last week about a quarrel in a marriage that doesn't necessarily end up being resolved. Both partners love one another, but they're afraid they'll make matters worse if they continue arguing, so they simply don't speak to each other. And their children know something is up, and they're afraid too. But in our next song, sung by Iris DeMent, there is a happier ending. It's rather like the sequel to last week's song. In it, a disagreement is over and finished with. Peace is restored through good communication. Love has remained constant and firm, and all is forgiven. It says in the song, we all deserve a taste of that kind of love. Someone to hold on to our hand and whisper, I understand and I still love you. I think God's mercy is like this, don't you? Here's that song called Sweet Forgiveness with Iris DeMent.
Sweet forgiveness, that's what you give to me. When you hold me close and you say that's all over, you don't go looking back. Don't hold the cards to stack, 'cause you mean what you say. Sweet forgiveness, you help me see I'm not near as bad as I sometimes appear to be. say that's all over. And I still love you. I said, sometimes it gets too hurting, and the pain goes to my head. Sweet forgiveness, dear God above, I say we all deserve.
In our Bible reading this week, Peter asks Jesus a question about forgiveness. Let's listen to what he has to say. I'm reading from Matthew 18, 20-22. Then Peter came to Jesus and asked, Lord, how many times shall I forgive my brother or sister who sins against me? Up to seven times. Jesus answered, I tell you not seven times, but 70 times 7. No doubt, Peter was deeply shocked by these words of Jesus. Aren't we shocked too? Forgive others 70 times 7? Can't we just imagine Peter thinking, you've got to be joking? Peter the disciple probably thought he was being very magnanimous in asking Jesus if he should forgive others 7 times. It was more than double what the law required, which was 3 times only. But here is Peter doubling that and adding one more for good measure. This is when Jesus suggests there should be no end to how many times we ought to forgive others from our hearts. I remember writing a drama once where two people were having a disagreement, and one covers up a telephone mouthpiece and says of the other, 70 times 7, 489 more times, and I'll clock her one. You know, to forgive even once is hard enough for some. Here's a song called Such Love, written by Graeme Kendrick and sung by Nicky Rogers.
Such love, pure as the whitest snow. Such love, weeps for the shame I know. Such love, paying the debt.
Following this reading, Jesus tells his disciples a parable about a master who forgives his servant an immense debt. It's huge. This servant owed him millions. But he forgave him. There was no punishment, no prison, no torture, not even a rap on the knuckles. But then this same servant, who's just been set free from his debt, goes out and finds someone who owes him money, a paltry sum. And because his fellow servant can't pay, he has him thrown into prison. He shows no mercy whatsoever. In this parable, we're taught how very generous God's mercy is to all repentant sinners, but also how weak in comparison we are when we're asked to do the same. Through it, we're called to imitate God as heirs of his kingdom. Let's listen to Kristen Getty singing, "Hear the Call of the Kingdom."
Hear the call of the kingdom, lift your eyes to the King. Let his song arise within you as a fragrant offering of how God, rich in mercy, came in Christ to redeem all who trust in his unfailing grace. Hear the call of the kingdom to be children of light, with the mercy of heaven, the humility of Christ, walking justly before him, loving all that is right, that the life of Christ may shine through us. King of heaven, we will answer the call, we will follow, bringing hope to the world, filled with passion, filled with...
I often say that God knows all about us and forgives us, but he doesn't want to just leave us there. He moves us on to teach us so we can learn and grow through our mistakes. He expects us to deal fairly with others and forgive them too, just as he has forgiven us. It says in the prayer that Jesus taught us, that is the Lord's Prayer, "Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us." In other words, in the same measure that we forgive others, let it be done to us. This version of the Lord's Prayer that I'm about to sing was set to music by my technician Andrew here, Andrew Ridgwick, and his song and the score can be found on my website, sheilahamill.co.uk, under the music and music score links. Here's Our Father.
Kingdom, the power, and the glory.
We must bear in mind that there are some people who've been treated in such an appalling way that their reluctance or their inability to forgive is understandable, especially when the perpetrator has shown no remorse whatsoever for their crime. But I never cease to be amazed when it's reported on television that someone whose child or family member has been murdered or critically wounded, and they declare that they've forgiven the guilty party. And we seem to hear this happening quite often on the news at the moment. Such people, for me, are an inspiration. Where do they find the strength and the courage to do that? Just perhaps they come to a point where they realise that they just can't live with bitterness and hate. It eats them up, it's alien to them, and destructive. This recommendation to forgive others in Scripture is God's way, surely, of protecting us from the root of bitterness and revenge, which can so easily twist our minds and greatly disfigure our lives. Here's one of my songs called Angry Faces.
Angry faces round you, howling at you, mocking crowds all jeering as they pierce you through. Enemies are sneering and tormenting. It was then I heard you whispering, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do to me. Then I saw you looking at them with no return of malice in your eyes. Rejected by your people, totally dejected as they call you names, totally ignored they play their gambling games. It was then I heard you whispering, Father, I see your face before me and I know you care. It is then I hear you whispering, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do to me. Then I see you at them with no return of malice in your eyes. Help me to have that same look in my eyes.
There is such beauty in the act of forgiveness. I think of a lady called Corrie ten Boom, a Dutch evangelist who, at a church where she was preaching shortly after the Second World War, was approached by a former SS soldier whom she recognised as a prison guard from Ravensbrück concentration camp. This was the place where she and her sister Betsy had been so cruelly treated, so much so that her sister had died. As this guard held out his hand to her at that meeting, thanking her for her message of forgiveness, she found it too hard to reach out her hand to him. So inwardly she prayed, Lord, give me your forgiveness. I cannot forgive him on my own. And as she reached out and took his hand, she describes an electric current passing from herself to him and such love filling her heart. Many other such stories like this spring to mind. They stand out, they're unique. Moments of forgiveness like this are truly beautiful. They touch our hearts when we read about them or hear about them. Jesus demonstrated the same gracious forgiveness as he hung dying on the cross. In this next hymn, it claims that he is now demanding something back from us. Here's Northumbria Community singing When I Survey.
When I survey the wondrous cross on which the Prince of Glory died, my righteous gain I count but loss and poor contempt on all my pride. Forbid it, Lord, that I should boast, save in the cross of Christ.
Recently, that a piece of paper was found hidden in the clothing of a dead child at a concentration camp, and I was deeply moved by it, especially because these are the words of a child who shows us, through her forgiving words, the best way forward into the future. This child says, O Lord, remember not only the men and women of goodwill, but also those of ill will. But do not remember all of the suffering they have inflicted upon us. Instead, remember the fruits we have borne because of this suffering, our fellowship, our loyalty to one another, our humility, our courage, our generosity, the greatness of heart that has grown from this trouble. When our persecutors come to be judged by you, let all of these fruits that we have borne be their forgiveness. Michelle Obama touched on this whole subject of grace and forgiveness in a speech just before she and her husband left the White House. She said, when they go low, we go high. Let us strive to go high too and show mercy and forgiveness to others, even though it may go against the grain. I think you'll enjoy this last song. It's an offering of ourselves to God, praying he will take us as we are, cleanse us, polish us up and shine through us in this world. It's sung by Divine Music and called Jesus, Take Me. as I am. May God bless you this day, keep you always in his care, and set you free from any trace of bitterness. May he restore you to health, wholeness, and peace of mind. Bye for now.
Jesus, take me as I am. I can't come no other way. Take me deeper into you. Make my flesh life melt away. Make me like a precious stone, crystal clear and finely honed. Life of Jesus shining through, giving glory back to you. Oh, make me like a precious stone, crystal clear and finely honed. Life of Jesus shining through, giving glory back to you.